Hey guys, this is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I, and I should say my whole family, have been a part of this wonderful company for the past 5.5 years. We are Ambassador Diamonds. It's been an exciting ride. Tonight I wanted to do something kind of different, and it's going to be pretty interesting. Some of y'all that got on early got to hear me try to get everybody connected. Everybody kind of has their own phone and their little own cubbies in their own bedroom, and so they don't hear each other, don't hear any feedback. Okay, some of the things I hear a lot in network marketing are in the industry, but let's just keep it right here when we're talking about a CEO. Sometimes people talking about getting family involvement. It's so important. Sometimes they might feel like they're on their own. Guys, I've been a part of this industry for 18 years. We've been full-time for just over 12 years, have had a lot of success in this industry, and people don't know all the story. But you're going to hear certain things tonight and how we're starting to be able to get our children involved. You're going to hear them share. They're a little bit nervous. But we're going to walk them through this. You'll also get to hear from Aaron. They're really the brains behind the operation, I like to say. So I'm going to go ahead, and some of y'all have heard this testimonial. We will start off with my daughter. And it's funny when this testimonial happened, and I share it with everybody. Guys, I've been with this company 5.5 years, I've seen thousands of lives changed. Just amazing stuff. But, you know, it's kind of, when we got home and we had one of our loved ones as a pet, and my little girl, I started to hear my wife consoling my daughter, Chandler, in the back room with a pet and something had happened. So, Chandler, are you on? Are we unmuted? Chandler, you just have to say hello. Let's see if we can do this. Hold on a second, guys. Y'all got to bear with me. We're working like magic here. We're a family. Chandler, you got here right here. You're muted. There, you're unmuted. Okay, now, Chandler, she's trying to talk. She didn't realize she was muted. Okay, now we're back in action. So, Chandler, kind of share with, you know, kind of what happened when we got home. I guess it was from our ski trip, wasn't it?
It was. So about a month ago, we got home from our ski trip, and my guinea pig, Remy, we had taken him outside that day so I could clean out his cage. And so he was kind of standing in the sun. And so when we took him back in, about an hour later, we found him laying on the ground, limp. He couldn't move. He couldn't do anything. We tried giving him water and food, and he couldn't do anything. So my dad called the vet and said, can you put him down or can we take him into you?
Wait, Chandler, come on now. This is your dad here. I didn't say put him down. We're trying to do the good thing. Anyway, go ahead. Let's have fun.
So we did think he was going to pass away. And so we decided to use ASEA to try to give him, use that and see if it would work. And so we gave him about 2 milliliters. Every 15 minutes until finally he rolled over just about 30 minutes later. And then he started moving and started running, and about an hour later he was fine, like it had never happened.
So before we did this with Remy, when we try to have him stand up, what would he do?
What he would do is he'd try to roll up and then he'd just like start shaking and then roll back down.
Well, and I'm going to come back to you, Chandler. So just thank you for sharing that. I want to jump over real quick to Charlie because I know Charlie will get a little nervous on this. And Charlie, let me ask you something. Now, guys, Chandler's my 12-year-old daughter, and I'm going to jump over to my 10-year-old son. Charlie, when it comes to CEO, you were talking about one of your great experiences being the cruise. Charlie, why don't you kind of share with what you enjoyed about the cruise?
I liked how it was a family thing, and I liked how we did a lot of things together, and it included work, but it didn't really bother us. It was all at night. It was fun. We had all these buffets, all these games to play, the rooms were nice, and it was just fun hanging out with my family.
Did you meet a lot of people?
Yeah, I met a lot of nice people.
Did you enjoy going to different countries?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed seeing new places.
That's great, but your day is absolutely fantastic. Y'all hang on a second. I might come back around to you. I'm going to jump over real quick to my oldest, Cade. And most, a lot of y'all have been around the bench. Y'all met Cade. Cade's my 15-year-old son. He's a freshman in high school. And some of y'all have heard his story. Some of you haven't. But, Cade, share with everybody let's see what you've experienced with ASEA and how long ago you started using when you caught the spray.
Okay, hey guys, if y'all don't know, I'm Kate Nathan, excuse me, Tara Latham's son. So my first big experience with this, you know, was astigmatism, which is basically a thing in your eye shaped like a football, basically. Like, I forgot what it's called, but in layman's terms, yeah. And so first off, I didn't really expect it to do anything. I was just blowing my eyes because my eyes were dry from contacts. And say a year off doing this, we go into the next checkup from my eye doctor, because I have to get checked up every year because it gets increasingly bad. And the doctor goes, "Hold on one quick second, I'll be back here." And for a second I thought something was really bad because my glasses were getting real blurry. And she comes back with another doctor and she says, "Well, I'm very stunned by this, but your astigmatism is reversing." And they say they've never heard this before in any circumstances, because astigmatisms have never known to get any better except for LASIK surgery, laser eye surgery, or any surgery involving the eye. And they said, they asked me what was going on, and I said, "Well, ASEA." And they go, "ASEA what?" And, well, I couldn't explain it very well, but I did as best I could. And she was just confused by it all, but she was just really surprised about how something like that could do. Biggest thing. It may not seem big, it's only a couple points on my, if y'all know what that is, on your 20/20 vision, but it's huge on astigmatism. It's really cool.
Awesome. And from each of you, and then what we're going to do now, y'all all have to go to bed, but real quick, y'all, each one of y'all, just take, just kind of share there, what's one thing that you could think of that you enjoy most about ASEA? Let's start with you, Charlie.
I like all the family trips we take, how we do it all together, and we don't interfere, well, all the nice people.
All nice people. Excellent. Thank you, buddy. And then Chandler, what would you like to share?
We have a great effect in our family, because I know a lot of people that go through flu season and get really, their whole family goes through it at once, and it's really hard and tough. And ASEA really just kept us away from flu, and no one caught it this year. And how a lot of dads have to travel really far and long, and you're usually at home when you see all our sports and athletics that we do.
And Cade, how about yourself, bud?
Well, the biggest thing for me is just me knowing that I get to spend the weekend with my dad. I get to take these long trips with him. I get to go camping. I get to go fishing. I get to go to football games every Friday, which I'm sad to say not everyone gets to experience. With ASEA, you really get to set your own schedule. You get to set time with your family, which I love. It's just I get to build relationships with my dad that not most of my friends have. It's just really astonishing just to know that, astonishing is a weird word, but I just love coming home and seeing my dad every day and having that family meal and throwing the football outside that not every kid may be able to do.
Excellent. Now, but I got all you three for y'all really get me choked up over here. Y'all should shut. You go ahead and hang up. Y'all get ready for bed. Y'all want to help out mom. And guys, and excellent, excellent job. Bravo. I mean, your mom, when she gets in, we'll get y'all some money. So anyway, guys, you know, and really appreciative that not as said, of course, dad, because I was the one conducting the interview here. But it's always the greatest when we get to hear a lot, especially our kids growing up, that people come up to us and say, your kids are great. They're just so well-behaved, this and the other. And some of y'all have heard me say, you know, in certain circumstances, the most circumstances, they've got both parents working. In some circumstances, they have one spouse and one working. But in our family, our children, both of their parents have always been home, and we've always been here. And I got to give that to my wife for all the things she does. So, Aaron, you know, when we're talking about what you put together, the crafted the email today, what's your perspective? When we first started, what was your view of when we first kind of came here, and what were you thinking?
Can you hear me okay?
I got you. I know, by the way, guys, she's just now leaving the Young Men's Service League, but she does with our oldest, but she's in a board meeting. She's sitting down in the parking lot right now, so thanks for getting on.
Of course, of course. And I just have to say, I don't know if they're still on, what a proud mommy moment to listen to them, hear them speak from their heart. Wow. I see it's meant a lot to us, but to hear it from your kiddos, what it means to them is, I know you feel the same way. I'm sure you're choking back too, Carrie, that it's not just about the product is life-changing. But when I was drafting kind of the email when Terry mentioned he wanted to get us all on today, and of course y'all know, if you know me, I'm not the front man, plus adding all three kiddos and we're all running in different directions. I said, are you crazy? How are we going to coordinate this for tonight? But to hear their stories of the products are amazing. And you guys know that, of course, or you wouldn't be on this call and sharing it with other people. But what it does to your family in terms of becoming more, you know, we always hear Tyler say, believe, belong, become. It's really true. Terry and I had done network marketing for many years, as you've heard his story on this call many nights, for, you know, 12 years, 14 years before we joined ASEA. And I told you I'd tell the high and the lows. You know, the low for us was we worked really hard, and you guys that know Terry intimately know he's a really hard worker, and he balances work and play very well. But when he puts his heart into something as an entrepreneur, he's all in. And we were just at the wrong company. And when ASEA came along, I was burnt and I was burned out. And I heard of this, you know, amazing product, an amazing opportunity. And I was kind of done, to be honest, you know, with network marketing. I thought, you know, we've worked really hard and we did well, but it didn't create an environment for us that we became more, maybe we became more distant because it was such hard work. But we believed in it, but we didn't become and we didn't belong. Those were the two missing pieces. So when ASEA came into our lives, for all of you that are a supportive partner or trying to be supportive, because I know at the very beginning, you work really hard and you may not make a whole lot of money. Believe me that will pay off in spades on the back end. So those sacrifices that you're making, whether that's financially or with your family time, we've been in ASEA 5 years, and you could just hear, I don't even have to say, you could just hear from my children the difference it has made in our life as a family, in our finances, and the ability to share such an amazing story with the world and to have this huge network of friends we would have never had. So it's been an amazing gift is the word that comes to mind. It's just a beautiful gift that's been given to us.
Aaron, you've always been supportive in one way or another. And guys, go back to the reason I wanted to do this call. There's a lot of times I hear a lot, maybe not having supportive spouse. Now, this isn't always the case. And what I've always seen, but those who are focused on what they're trying to accomplish, not just talking a big game without producing behind, right? You don't, for example, guys, when you set forth your dream and you latch onto, you sign the dotted line, you're ready to go, you have all your, but you have to execute, you have to pick up the phone, you got to make the contacts. And that is, I believe, is what that it does everything, because in the process, everything starts to change. Aaron, when was it that you really, outside of, you know, I mean, on the company side, when did you start to shift here? Because we were with a company for a while. We've had successful background and have our own company, all that kind of stuff before. But, you know, it was, we kind of got, or I should say I did, in a different company that was a little different, best way to put it. It was always a grind. But, you know, coming here, what was your big shift in ASEA? When was it that you started to change?
I don't know if I could pinpoint that as much as when you start hearing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think for me, it's when you hear story after story after story that you can't ignore of huge changes in people's lives, both through their health and through their finances. I feel like in the past, perhaps it was very focused on financials and having kind of the show of, you know, we're doing well. This is about, for me, what shifted for me was seeing so many people's lives for the better that ASEA products were helping. And at the same time, them being able to, in a few short years, have major impact, whether it was $500 and it was a house payment, or it was thousands of dollars where they could step away from a job that didn't allow them to go to football games. I think that, and I saw that so fast with ASEA within the first year, that was the big aha moment for me. And of course, meeting Tyler and Virtus, as everybody knows, they're amazing, and we've gotten to know them personally. They are the real deal. And I know that our family's future is so secure in the way that the corporation is run.
Now, Aaron, stop. Go ahead. Go ahead. But I got our youngest still playing. They haven't always about to do. Anyway, they're all amped up because they got on the call. You said something. Look, you have an extensive background in corporate. You've been CEO of your own company. You've done extremely well. And you've been around top leaders in industries and rub shoulders with some pretty big people. Your perspective on what you just said, because that, what was your thoughts when you first started coming to events and getting around the leadership and see in the same question, in the same breath, what were your thoughts there and hearing them share a plan of action, how they're going to execute? How did this impact you?
Well, I think that was huge too. I'm glad you brought that up, because for me, I like a plan, and I am more detail-oriented that way. So to walk into an organization and Tyler lay out Strategic Link, which is their planning tool, that shows me what are their five core goals, you know, for this year, what are the objectives underneath that for ASEA, and to really see them executing against it, it was what you said earlier, is, you know, they walk the walk. They don't just talk the talk. And I think that as you're building your business, you have to do that right to have your family believe in you. I saw that in corporate. I became a believer in them. And I have people that come up to us, Terry, that'll say, oh, I wish I had someone who was like you and did the business with me. I wish my spouse believed in me. I wish my spouse prospected out there for me. And you know, I wish, like as if Terry and I are perfect in the way that we've always partnered together, and we're not. I believe there's a variety of support in an organization like this. We're building a business. Support comes in lots of different fashions. Support is supporting your family while your spouse is on the road building a business. Support is helping with the finances while your partner is out building a business. Support is the faith in them. And so as I looked at my belief in ASEA, my belief in my husband as we started building this business, I say to all of you that may have an unsupportive family or an unsupportive spouse, they will believe, and they will become a person alongside you on this path give them some time, give them something to believe in, walk the walk so that they have something to follow in the path, bring them to events, bring them on these calls, introduce them to the Facebook Healthy Self site, get them included, even if they're negative and not really there for you yet. They will be, because I was there, and I became more, and our family has become more, and I think that change happens in someone when one of kind of two things happens, when there's inspiration or desperation. So inspire them to become a believer in your mission and what you're doing, and together you'll find your path on, you know, how to work this business together and where you can support each other up during the highs and the lows. Sorry, I got off tangent.
No, look, I can turn it over to you. You're always great. Now, I can't have you outshine me. But anyway,
no doubt on that.
we've been laughing back and forth, talking about all the trips we've taken in the past. You know, just since being a part of SEA, I can't count them. But it's also what we heard our children do today. Talk about, you know, because there is a sacrifice, guys. Y'all don't, and I know when people listening say, "Yeah, it's easy for you, you're Ambassador Diamonds." It's, and guys, you got to understand, it wasn't always easy, but it's. I've said before, it's easy to do, easy not to do. People come into this world and they have a big dream and ask, they want to go, because they buy into whatever they want to buy into. They don't buy into work, the sweat equity, or the hearing the word no, because it's hard. But they always buy into the dreams, right? But when the rubber hits the road is when you pick up the phone, you keep going, you hear the no's, you pay the price. Numbers will always heal it, guys, I'm telling you. And I wanted to bring this tonight so y'all hear what starts to come. And I hear a lot of times when people say, "I don't want to miss XYZ Junior's game." And guys, trust me, as anybody, I get it. I absolutely get it. But you're hearing something tonight. When I brought my kiddos on tonight, sacrifice. If you do it right and you're doing it in the right way, when you're taking time away from family, if you want to build this thing big, or you're going to build it to at least a replacement income, there's certain sacrifices you have to make. It is what it is. But when you do those sacrifices, you make sure you're doing productive activities, right? It's productive activities that yield results. So, Aaron, when you're hearing our children, and we only got to one of the trips, because I see it just paid for a ski trip for us, and we did family trips to encourage the family stuff. What kind of impact does that make you? How does that make you feel to hear? Of course, and I can imagine sharing, but just that we're able to do this together, and the company encourages this. I mean, how does that make you feel on that side? I mean, after all, what we've been able to do.
You know, it's amazing to be able to take family vacations and make memories. And I don't know how Tyler says it, or maybe it was Virtus's, you know, whatever you do, do it to make memories, because that's really what matters. And Terry and I get to take a lot of trips by ourselves through ASEA, but to include our family and for them not only to enjoy the trip and the luxuries that are provided to them, but they get to meet some phenomenal, phenomenal people. And y'all are a part of that group. Where they get to, like, when I heard them speak tonight, for me, it wasn't just hearing about the trips. It was to hear the confidence in their voice to get on a call in front of hundreds of people and talk from their heart from a 10, 12, and 15-year-old. They're learning these skills of being an entrepreneur, whether they choose network marketing or not. They're learning from you all. They're learning from their dad. They're learning from me. Those are life skills that they would never, ever experience just going to Disney World, which we've done, but it was a part of an ASEA trip. So they got to go to convention, and they got to meet people, and they get to see their dad on stage. And it's building up in them. It's empowering them. That's the word, is the trips empower our children to become whatever they want to be, because they see that it's possible and it's attainable. And they see people doing it from the age of 18 to 80. And I love that. And everybody embraces our children on these trips and make them a part of their family. Their network, just going into their grown-up adult life, is huge for whatever they do. And what a blessing that is to see a company run right, entrepreneurism at its best and learning from the best leaders out there. That's the best gift.
All right. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate you. Well, Aaron, sorry. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for doing this tonight. And guys, there's a couple things I want to share. I'm telling this real quick. And I can open it up, and I can just imagine what would be said, and I can imagine what the feelings would be. I can imagine the recording, the people listening to the recording, hearing our young children share, hearing my wife share, and hearing myself share. Because a lot of y'all, all of y'all have heard me share. But the big piece of this is, understand it takes sacrifice. Somebody's going to pay the price, right? Somebody's got to pay the price. I mean, and another way to put it, if we don't break the cycle, who will? Think about that for us. If we don't break the cycle, who will? You know, it was truly mind-blowing for me, for the, you know, ASEA, network marketing, all this, but this, especially, guys, I could paint a picture big. But it's coming, and once you pay, once you do this, you don't, I mean, we're truly post-risk, pre-momentum. You have to treat like a real business. Because you do it and you do it right, you'll leave legacy type income. You get to be a part of Virtus and Tower's dream about building this company, leaving something behind. But guys, when we go back to having what we talked about, let's say family support, get your family engaged. Don't think for a moment that you're not good enough. You got to reach down deep to find it in your heart and in your soul to go after what you want. You know, it's always funny how I can fill up, or we can, any teacher, trainer, or business leader in this company or in this industry, can we go up there and we can really fill up a 30-minute or hour teaching, and we can do a half-day teaching, full-day teaching, or in 15-minute teaching. But it truly comes down to this, guys. To grow is tough. It is tough, but if you embrace it, and I always like to keep it simple, say if you're willing to go through the numbers, talk to enough people, and sometimes we're saying the wrong stuff, and some, a lot of times, yes, we are. But if you're focused on the outcome, and you keep on going to focus on outcome, you will become, right, in the process. And if you're focused on the income about money, and you're talking about helping people, if you truly want to help people, and I believe this call we did tonight, might not be what everybody's looking for, but I guarantee you this: there are a lot wanting to hear this, because to me, I'm walking around today, doing certain things. We're getting ready to go on the Cabo San Lucas trip. Actually, leaving Wednesday morning, and it's mind blowing the things we get to do together, right? But I do hear a lot out there sometimes of people, and we kind of yield, we pull back. Sometimes people feel like, I don't want to miss certain things. Guys, just go after your dreams. Stay consistent. And I'm telling you guys, if you do that, you'll be able to make it. You'll be able to go as far as you want to go. And if you're doing the stuff and your spouse on either side, your children see you fighting the fight, even if you're getting your teeth kicked in the beginning, it starts to develop an admiration for what you're trying to accomplish. It doesn't have to take an ambassador's income to have fun in this. I mean, if you make an additional $500 to $1,500 a month. You know, one of the things, if you truly want to get family support or sort of spousal support, go after one of these incentive trips. Like what we're going to do this next week. There's a bunch of our team, a bunch of people across the SEA world going on the Ascent trip. We're going to have another one you'll see next year. Guys, go for that. But what you'll see is when you take your spouse with you on this, they'll start to understand certain things. They might not be a willing participant in the beginning, but by day two, they'll start to interact, see the people, real people. And by the time we go home, they'll say, we need to get busy so we can make sure we get this again next year. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed tonight as much as I did. I was glad to be able to get through it, not being a big blubbering buffoon over here, because of my kids and my wife sharing. Thanks, Aaron, and thank you to my kiddos. And I will let them hear the recording because it was pretty amazing what they did tonight. So, guys, thanks, and make sure to focus on getting this out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. Look forward to seeing the SEA Highway, And for those of y'all going out to Mexico, I'll see you here in a couple of days. Thanks.